This is an audio recording, one of several that we've done one for each of the major pieces of equipment, plus one for the overall museum. And they're all use QR codes to access them. When you're done at the museum here, please go visit our guest book and sign the guest book, which is on the northwest corner of the train shed. This one is about the Rio Grande Southern Motors and geese. Rio Grande Southern Railroad was a narrow gauge operation that ran between here and Durango via Telluride and Dolores. In 1931, they were in bankruptcy. They were operating passenger trains because they had the common carrier obligation. That is, they were required by law to provide passenger service and a mail contract. They were making a little money on the mail. The common carrier thing wasn't working so well. The average demand for passenger service between Telluride and Dolores was one person per day each way. The steam passenger train is a very expensive thing to operate. The maintenance of the steam engine, plus at least four employees. You've got an engineer, a fireman, a conductor, at least one brakeman, who have to be paid each way. No way to make a go of that, so they decided to try this idea. They did not invent it. You take a heavyweight automobile, convert it to a rail bus, and run it on the passenger train schedule. Handle mail, milk cans, parcel post, and a few passengers. They did not pull any trailers, any cars. They still ran freight trains with steam engines for coal, lumber, ore, livestock, and so on an as-needed basis, but not scheduled. The first one they built was a 1925 Master 6 Buick touring car, which they bought from some folks in Dolores for $60. They had about 840 in it when it went into service in June of 1931. They figure it paid that cost back in avoided labor costs alone in 3 weeks, a business plan worth pursuing. So in 31, they built 1, 2, and 3. Then 1 a year, 32, 33, 34, and 36. By the time they finished the second, number 4 in 32, they stopped running passenger trains entirely, and these replaced the passenger trains. Number 4 happens to be the one that is outside. Number 1 was a great idea. It was too small. So they got them progressively bigger. 1 and 2 are both Buicks. Everything else is some form of Pierce Arrow. Number 1 was 3 axles. Number 2 was 4 axles. Starting with number 3, we've got the big 6-axle Pierce Arrows. And they're articulated. That is, they bend in the middle. These were, several of them anyway, were Pierce Arrow limousines, which had been worn out hauling tourists up Pikes Peak. The railroad got them for 10 cents on the dollar, modified the heck out of them, and used them to great effect. It kept the railroad going for 20 years. In 1950, they finally lost the mail contract. Several things had happened. San Miguel County had gotten their first FWD snowplow, several bulldozers, and they were actually keeping Lizard Head Pass open in the winter. One of the reasons the railroad had the mail contract is that they could keep the railroad open in the winter, whereas the roads were closed. Well, now the roads were open, and the railroad was having a hard time staying open in the winter. So they lost the mail contract. That put them in really, really dire straits. They applied to abandon scheduled passenger service to the ICC. It was granted, and they went into the excursion tourist business. To make this work, they converted the four big motors, 3, 4, 5, and 7, to the Galloping Goose version. They started calling them Galloping Geese as a marketing thing for tourists, starting in May of 1950. In the Galloping Goose version, they opened up the back section and put seats in it. So instead of carrying mail, milk cans, and parcel post, they could carry another 24 passengers. It didn't work. There weren't enough tourists or tourist dollars, so they ended up scrapping the railroad. Number 1 had been built in 31 and was scrapped in 33. 2, 6, and 7 ended up at the Colorado Railroad Museum in Golden, Colorado. 3 is at Knott's Berry Farm in California. 4 belongs to the Telluride Volunteer Fire Department but lives here. Number 5 is in Dolores. Everything runs. So when you're done with this, you want to take a look at number one, take a look around the rest of the museum, and sign our guest book. Thank you.